Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. Okay, so let's address the misconception around sleep coaching. One of the biggest ones I always hear moms tell me is that, oh my gosh, this is going to be so harmful for my child. And why would you want to do anything harmful for your child, right? So this is the thing. Let me ask you this. Do you think that you are going to be able to teach your child something that your child is not at all capable of doing and your child ends up doing it? So to simplify that, I advocate good quality sleep, and this length of sleep that I'm talking about is between 10 to 12 hours of sleep per night. I'm not talking about naps right now, okay? Just pure night sleep. And if you think your child cannot do this on their own, how are they possibly doing it in the first place, right? So there is no way, this is my message to you, there is no way that you can force your child to stay asleep for 10 to 12 hours through the night. This is something that your child's body is able to do once you have taught them how to do so. Okay, there's no such thing as you saying, okay, now you stay asleep, go to sleep. That's not the methodology behind sleep coaching. So to simplify what sleep coaching is all about, this is it. It's all about placing boundaries around sleep rules. It is adjusting your child's sleep routines. It is customizing your routines around your child's day, depending on how old or how young your child is, of course, right? If the younger the child, the more naps your child will be having. The older your child, the lesser naps, or even no naps as well. So it is important for you to understand that sleep coaching is not at all harmful. I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature Mom Revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharanyav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. Your child will protest. Okay, when you first embark on sleep coaching, let me tell you this, your child will protest. And the reason is because you are deciding to put in some rules around sleep, right? For example, you're moving from co-sleeping to your child sleeping in their own bed. Of course, they wouldn't like it. Of course, they would be like, why do I have to do this? I've been sleeping next to you all my life. For the last 5 years of my life, I've been sleeping next to you. And now you want me to go sleep in my own room? Like, what sense does this make? Just no sense at all. So why is it that you have to do this? And of course, your five-year-old will protest. And so will your three-month-old or your six-month-old or your 12-month-old or your 18-month-old. All children will protest when you decide that you want to make some changes. And that's absolutely normal, right? When you say to your spouse, you got to stop doing this, of course, your spouse is going to get upset, right? So the point is this. The question is, do you want your child to have healthy sleep habits or not? If that is the case, then you have to put some rules around it. You have to make it very clear, black and white, for your child. And I know you struggle with this, right? And that is why I am here to help you get your sleep routines down to the T so that you are able to just follow it through. You don't have to use your brain power at all, because I'm going to be using it and I will be telling you and teaching you exactly what you're supposed to do right from the start till the end. I will be holding your hand virtually through the entire process. So please forgive yourself if you feel like, you know, you've made certain mistakes in the past or anything like that. So get this straight, okay? Sleep coaching is not harmful. Sleep coaching is healthy, and sleep coaching helps you and your children build a natural routine that is going to be your lifestyle for the rest of your life. It is not something that you're forcing your child to do. Maybe in the early stages there will be some protest, but after that your child will learn how to love sleep, enjoy sleep, and thrive from sleep as well. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.